This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Republicans might introduce a school safety bill. There's conversations about the NRA discount and companies ditching it. There's boycotts and lots of conversation, including conversation about the Florida cop who released a statement defending his actions of not going into the school where 17 were killed. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This show is about the conversation we're having across the land and even across the pond. As many of you are listening to us and other places and nooks and crannies all over the world, in fact, as I get many of those emails from you. There's also the conversation about the Dreamers that is happening fast and furiously because a deadline is coming up. First, we jump to the Republicans and this potential bill on school safety. I mean, raise your hand if you agree schools should be a safe haven. Hello, I see hands across the world going up. Schools, churches, the place where you work, I mean, come on. It's awful when those places are shattered. So Congressman Steve Stivers from Ohio said on Monday that the Republicans are going to introduce a package that includes school safety and gun-related measures. And this is, of course, on the heels of what happened about 2 weeks ago after a gunman who was a former student there opened fire at this high school in Florida and killed 17 and injured more than 17 people, too, as well. So that shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School prompted a push for gun regulations, with Democrats saying, we're going to make this a campaign issue. Florida Governor Rick Scott last week backed raising the age for rifle purchases to 21. The shooter was 19 and got the AR-15 he used legally because he got it legally. So the president even has pushed for legislation on gun control and school safety. What is the bill going to say? We do know, and the president told Fox this today, I think we're going to have a great bill put forward very soon. It does has to do with background checks, getting rid of certain things, keeping other things, and we'll do something on age because it doesn't make sense that you have to wait until you're 21 years old to get a pistol. But to get a gun like this maniac used in school, you can get that at 18. It just doesn't make sense. So the background checks, the system, that whole thing being called into question as it has been in the past. And I think this is going to be the big chunk of what probably is discussed, is what I'm assuming. And then you've got the other part of this where you have companies who were offering NRA discounts and whatnot who are backing off of those. FedEx, though, said that it's not going to end its discount program for the National Rifle Association. It makes the shipping company one of probably the biggest high-profile businesses to not jump on the bandwagon of the business boycott. A statement was released saying, we strongly support the constitutional right of U.S. citizens to own firearms subject to appropriate background checks. FedEx did say their views are different from the NRA, and FedEx opposes assault rifles being in the hands of civilians, but said that we're not taking out the discount away. It doesn't make any sense to us. But in the wake of those shootings, there have been brands that ended discounts and perks for NRA members. It includes, you know, Enterprise and National Car Rental Places and First National Bank of Omaha and MetLife and Chubb and Delta and United Airlines, making news, one of the first couple of companies to do that. So it's interesting, FedEx saying, hey, we don't support assault rifles, but we support the NRA, we support constitutional rights. So they just came out, boom, and that was it. Here's what we think, and we're staying with it, and this is the reasons why we're doing that. Good news, and there's very little when it comes to people that were injured, but a critically injured victim is expected to make a full recovery. That is awesome. So her name is Maddie Wilford. She was wounded during the shooting spree, and they're saying she's looking good. Her doctor says it's remarkable. She was shot 3 times, was barely clinging to life following the rampage. One shot pierced her chest, another her torso, a third through her right arm. So she was bleeding all over the place, and she was actually released from the hospital back to, back home, back from the hospital, back to Parkland, and they had 4 police officers on motorcycles and other trucks behind them, and they say that the good news is that she's like this miracle kid, and she had emergency surgeries, and what was great is they had a meet with the press, and that happened on Monday, and she said, I'm Madeline Wilford, and I just like to say that I'm so grateful to be here, and she's this beautiful young girl, and I think, wow, there's a bright spot in a very evil, despicable, horrible moment in time in this high school, and she wasn't looking good, and thank goodness, and I'm sure her family is just overwhelmed, thank goodness she pulled through. Hey, coming up this hour of the show, we're going to talk about things related to what happens when merchandise doesn't come through in a new segment of It's Your Business. And what do you do? Because what happens with internet sites, the commerce that moves back and forth? Have an interesting discussion on that. I'm going to introduce you to another author, too, who's got an interesting spin on things. And speaking of spin on things, DACA, I mentioned it at the top. Now they're saying, and this is Senator Lindsey Graham, that the DACA fix is now likely to be put in the spending bill. So that's probably where we're going to see it. The U.S. Supreme Court's not going to hear the DACA appeal because, I mean, even look at the timeline of this. And this, of course, is ending the deportation protections for young undocumented immigrants. It's now... Now the debate is raging still over the fate of hundreds of thousands of people. The justices, without published dissent, turned away the administration's appeal of a ruling that's kept the Obama-era program in place. But the rejection buys time from the Supreme Court, buys time for the Dreamers, even as Congress has been unable to agree on legislation to give them permanent protection. Remember, the Senate blocked 3 proposals that would have shielded them. That didn't go through because it's tied to so many other things. So the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program is just in limbo at this point. But there's an expiration that's going to hit eventually here. And we're talking about at least 700,000 people that would be affected by this. 700,000 people, maybe even a little bit more. And there are challenges for the bid to end DACA, too. Like in California, they're challenging it. But the Supreme Court's rejection, it's interesting because it kind of just puts it, again, in this limbo situation where it buys time. We got a couple of minutes, and then we're going to meet you on the flip side here on America Tonight.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
AmericaTonightRadio.com. AmericaTonightRadio.com. Couple of quick things from what I call the headlines. And that makes sense, right? The headlines. Couple of quick things from the headlines. How about this? Again, trying to run for office. Remember somebody named Stacey Dash? Yes, you remember Stacey Dash. She was in the movie a long time ago called Clueless. So, she is running for California's 44th congressional district to be part of the, it's a long road to Washington, but, submitting paperwork, getting on the ballot, that whole thing. And then she would have to be one of the two top candidates to make it through the November midterm elections, that whole thing. Isn't that interesting? Right now, and she would be a Democrat. Of course, she's running on the Democratic side. She said a number of people suggested that she run, and she's serious about it. So we'll see if that happens. Boy, it's a lot different if you get through and then get to Washington. It's interesting, too. So you think of Stacey Dash, and I think Monica Lewinsky would just be just a few years in front of her. But Monica Lewinsky in the news again. Nothing to do with Clinton. Not really. Not Clinton story of the past that we've read. But she's being asked about the whole Me Too thing. And 2 decades after what happened with Bill Clinton, Monica Lewinsky says she's rethinking the issue of consent. It was an article that was done in Vanity Fair. She wrote she realizes that her relationship with Clinton constituted a gross abuse of power. And, boy, that's a big shift from what she said a few years ago. She said, sure, my boss took advantage of me, but I was always, you know, remain firm on this point that I was in a consensual relationship. But any abuse came in the aftermath when I was made a scapegoat in order to protect his powerful position, is what she's saying. So she sees that relationship as full of inappropriate abuse of authority, station, and privilege. How about that? And she's saying at 44, I'm beginning to consider the implications of that, of being a White House intern and a president. Wow, took that long, huh? So, the fallout, she also talked about, left her with post-traumatic stress disorder, and she has changed her thinking on that whole subject, I guess, because of the Me Too movement, and she credits that movement with her thinking about, she says she owes a huge debt of gratitude to Me Too in times of heroines. So how about that? Harvey Weinstein, he's the one who started it all back in October when that Pandora's box was ripped open, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger with, of course, abuses that have happened, that shouldn't have happened in different organizations, whether it's sports teams, Hollywood, businesses, you know, whatever. In fact, a guy named Rich wrote me a very, I thought, long, fabulous note or email, gosh, about a month ago, and said, talked about the fact that he had 2 daughters that he adored and raised them to be strong and good people, and they are good people, but that both of them went through certain abuses where it wasn't like, ah, come on, just toughen it up, where it was really, really bad, and that there weren't many places for them to turn, and then they had this anxiety-related kind of thing as to, well, what do we do? Because, you know, we are supposed to fight back, but we don't want to cause problems, and then that whole rigmarole, the jumping jacks, as he explained it, of what you go through when you're thinking about, you know, what to do or what not to do. And he said he was glad that he had this relationship with both daughters, that these were different things and different eras that they happened in, but that they would be honest with him and go to him and talk to him about, was this a situation that he should, you know, that they should do something about, and what is it that they should specifically do? You know, we've just kind of ripped the Band-Aid off of that whole thing. So, and now this time around with the Oscars coming up, it's interesting because Hollywood is a different place than it was 5-6 months ago as far as some of the conversations. That has definitely, definitely changed somewhat. I saw a big headline on Drudge today that said Hollywood cleans up its act, for whatever that means. And now the latest is there's accusations surrounding Ryan Seacrest of harassment, and he's sort of like the golden boy in Hollywood with radio shows and on television, etc., and involved in a lot of different projects, but they're saying there's this investigation, and who knows? I don't know where it goes, but they're saying there was numerous incidents of harassment and assault allegedly perpetrated by Ryan Seacrest over the years. So again, who knows where that goes? I think one of the more shocking ones that came out, and actually the other told me about this is Brendan Fraser. If you remember him from The Mummy, and he was Tarzan in one of the Tarzan reiterations, that Brendan Fraser joined the Me Too movement because he came forward last week and he said that he was assaulted by an ex-president of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. He's alleging that. He's saying that, you know, it was brutal. And he talked about it in his memoirs, but boy, he said it was awful. He was, like, groped, apparently, and all this other kind of stuff, and wow. So, there you go. I think there's going to be more, like I said, there's going to be more investigations, there's going to be more calls for that kind of stuff, and you wonder, you know, what that does with the whole bullying thing in schools. I know that some schools have now with bullying where you have to sign an agreement that you won't bully because of the internet and things that are posted, and if you are, it leads to almost automatic suspension in some cases or complete removal from the schools. As I have nieces and nephews in the schools that they go to, that's standard operating procedure now, whether it's a public school or whether it's a private school. I'm bringing you back around to what we've been talking about with this shooting in Florida, and the Republican governor is hopeful that there'll be a death penalty for school shooters, one of them anyway. And this is Scott Wagner who's talking about this, a governor hopeful. He's saying that that should be an automatic, no matter, you know, who we're talking about, what we're talking about, this is something that should be on the books, that if you do this, there is no going back here. If you do this, this is what will happen. He says he would pursue a mandatory death penalty for any school shooter who kills someone. And he's a state senator from York County. He said he would put an armed officer in every school building. And this is, of course, Pennsylvania we're talking about. He had an appearance at the Pennsylvania Press Club, and he said his message was very clear. If someone kills one of our children, we kill them. That's what he said. He said, we kill them. And, of course, that came on the heels of the whole Florida thing. He said it's a bold message, but it's a bold message for anyone who's deranged enough to consider attacking our children at school. When I'm governor, these cowards will pay the ultimate price. He's running in a three-way primary for the Republican nod. We'll see if he gets it. Stay with us.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Babylon lovers,
of Babylon lovers. Oh, 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 sweet love on
hey, check it out, man, it's on.
With me all the time.
You promise, April, that's your mind.
Shoot.
I'm on your own.
See you later, how you play.
You're mine.
With us, Alice Morgan. That she's written a book called A New Beginning. It's a historical romance. Alice, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about how this book came together for you. What prompted you to write the book?
I've always had an interest in the America of that time and the fact that so many people that populated the America were immigrants on their own, you know. So when I retired, I decided that I would attempt to write a book, something that I've always wanted to do, and about that time period.
Yeah, and you talk about, you know, your character, Anne, has gone to what we call the New World to start all over again. And what happened to her? Do you talk much about that? What happened to her in her life in England?
She was the eldest daughter of a well-off baron in the country. And when he died, she discovered that he had frittered away all their money. So in order to settle up his debts, they had to sell everything off. And her fiancé told her that he had ended their engagement. So they moved to London, where they tried to get whatever job they could, and all she could get was a barmaid, and her brother worked out on the docks. She decided that just wasn't the kind of life that she wanted for her brother and sisters. So she took what money they had left. She had heard some people talking about the New World, so she took what money they had left, bought tickets to on a ship to go to the New World and to start again.
Wow, and how risky was it for her? And as you said, you're fascinated by those times. How risky was it for her to do that as a woman?
At this time, although she had a big brother and he was protective, at this time, going steerage on a ship to the New World, you had a lot of risks like dysentery, cholera, starvation, any number of things could happen to you on the ship. And then once you arrived at the New World, then, as you know, for women, it was difficult to get a good job. So she had to find what she could, and her brother would find what he could in order to support the household.
Yeah. So the trip was a tough trip because of, as you said, being in steerage and everything that could happen there, and how scary and risky it was that you could get sick and die.
Well, you didn't have a doctor in steerage, so mm-hmm. everybody had to take care of everybody else. So, and Anne had some experience with homemade remedies that she brought with her, and so. When they got struck with dysentery, then she used what she had to help other people. And in that way, she made a lot of friends on the ship because she was, you know, she was helpful to them.
And once they get to the New World, then it's you know, wide open for them, but it's also very scary, and you brushed on that a little bit. And as you take mm-hmm. us through a little bit of the novel, and we're speaking with Alice Morgan, and the book is called A New Beginning. It's a historical romance, fascinating, as we've, you know, talked a little bit about what it's been like for Anne. Then you're mm-hmm. here, then she's here in the New World, and what does she discover mm-hmm. in the New World?
Well, she becomes a barmaid, and she has a problem with an English soldier that is stationed there in the New World, and loses her job because he keeps trying to push himself on her. And she meets Theo, who is a landowner there in Boston, outside Boston, and he has been looking for a wife, and he sees Anne, and he meets her brothers and sister, and he decides that she would make a good wife. And when he hears that she's been fired because of this English officer, then he approaches her and offers and asks for her hand in marriage, and they get married.
Wow. And we don't want to give everything away, but it's so interesting, so many of these details, and to come up with these details. And you said you've always been fascinated by that time period. Alice, I can tell, obviously, you've done your research. Did you have to dig even deeper to be able to pull this together?
Well, I wanted to include some of the revolutionary topics that were involved at that time. So I had to do some digging, you know, Google around for the Tea Party and what they were protesting about and that kind of thing. So, yeah, I had to make sure I had my dates right.
I love that. Was it fun for you to pull this together?
It was fun for me. Now, not all people have that kind of interest, you know, but I've always enjoyed historical romances, so it was interesting for me.
Yeah, and as you said, you've enjoyed historical romances. Did you, growing mm-hmm. up or just even now, do you have a favorite author? Is there a favorite somebody out there that you've really read a lot of their books?
Stephanie Lorenz.
Very good writer. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a prolific writer. Lots and lots of books.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So So isn't that interesting? That could be, would you say that was part of your influence? Because as you mentioned, you're reading these books, you like these books, and did you just, because I know there's people listening saying, wow, that's so interesting that Alice did that. And did you just decided, I think I'm going to pull this novel together.
That's what I did. That's how my thought process went. I thought, well, I'm going to write this book and then I'm going to see what happens.
I love that. So I guarantee the reaction has been so interesting to the people around you. What have people said now that you've done this?
Well, they're amazed that I even thought about it. Even my sister was amazed, you know, but I don't know about you, but I don't ever tell everybody everything. And I live in my own kind of world in my mind, you know.
Yeah.
So not everybody knows what's going on in my mind. So
I love that. So it's like it's a secret. And I you know what, Alice, I'm like you. I do the same thing. So I completely understand that. And, you know, when you're like that, when all of a sudden people find out, they're very, very surprised because you didn't tell people. And then all of a sudden you're an author. So it has to feel pretty good to you to have said, I'm going to do this, and then to actually go through with it. Because, you know, one of the hardest things for a lot of people to do is they have the idea, and they think, wouldn't it be neat if I did this? I'm fascinated by this time period. I know I could write this, but then they never actually do it, and you did it. Do you remember what it was like when the last page was done and then you were getting this published? What was that feeling like?
Well, that I had accomplished what I had set out to do. You know, I had written three other books. So when I finally finished the book and I come to an end and I feel like I put the characters in a good place and I'm happy with it. You know, I live in my own dream world all the time. So I'm a big reader and I get very involved in the characters when I'm reading a book, and that's how I write. So those people are like kind of real to me until I'm through with them.
So now that you've written about Alice and this new beginning, and the book again is, this is Alice Morgan we're talking about, A New Beginning is the name of the book, and Anne actually is the character. Will we see more of this family pop up in any way?
It depends on the interest. You know, I can always follow it through the war, you know, but it depends on the interest in the book, you know. So I've already written one about medieval England, and I've written one, a couple of modern books. So we'll just have to wait and see what the interest is like.
I like that. And as you know, went through this, took us through this character, a historical romance, and went through the process of writing it, do you have a process of writing it? Do you get up every day and do it? How do you write? What's the comfortable way for you to write?
It's for me to sit down in front of it. I think about it for a while. I think about how I want my plot to go, how I want my characters to function, and then I sit down in front of a word processor and I type it out.
Wow, so that easy. So like you said, you're working it out in your mind. What do you hope people, Alice, take away from this book and the character, just the book? What do you hope people take away as they listen to us and get interested in reading this book?
To remind people that we're all immigrants and we all came from other places and that we all struggled to accomplish whatever it was that we came to this country to accomplish.
Nice. Perfect place to end this and to tell everybody. You can pick up Alice Morgan's book, A New Beginning. You can get it, of course, at Litfire. You can get it at Litfire Publishing, Amazon.com. And again, it's a historical romance. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
And thank you for talking to me.
Yes, I enjoyed it. Thanks so much, and good luck with the book. And again, we tell everyone to go and pick it up. And I know I'm excited about Anne's journey, and I bet the rest of you are too. Alice, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Really excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room right now. David Wilkenfeld joins us. He's the CEO of PromGirl.com. And actually, it's interesting because we look at these Chinese counterfeit websites that are continuing to be out there and flourish, and we've talked about them here on the show, and now there is a petition to stop them dead in their tracks. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has had, you know, pretty much it up to here when it comes to that. So what is it that they're doing? So it's perfect to have David on with us to flush this out a little bit more for us. So David, tell us more about this. How big has this become for the Chinese? What are they doing?
So, I mean, it's a major problem for our industry, the farm and bridal industry, and Farm Girl, obviously by our name, is more involved in farm, although we do have some bridal business. And the Chinese companies and factories are putting up these very inexpensive and not well-organized websites without the policies of pricing, and they are stealing images and designs from American companies, putting inflating prices and then selling very, very cheap knockoffs of the same styles. And over the course of our prom season, we hear from thousands of customers that are in tears because they got a dress that looks nothing like what they expected, and it fits nothing like it's supposed to fit. And, you know, we try to help where possible, but a lot of farms, you know, throughout the country, a lot of girls have a negative experience because of these Chinese counterfeit sites.
Wow. So when you say you try to help where you can, it, like doing interviews like this, right, getting the word out, be careful, make sure you know when you're clicking on certain sites where you're really going.
Well, yes, there's a whole awareness campaign going on with us and other companies. BuzzFeed did a big article on problem, you know, with social media and Instagram. Girls are posting, you know, various power stories. And we also have started and will continue on a bigger level to offer girls, you know, at cost, because, you know, most families are on limited budgets. So if they do have a problem, we'll try to help them mitigate the expense of trying to fix the problem and get them a certified designer dress, which is what they expected in the first place.
Yeah, and as you said, you're part of this, so you're, you know, trying to make the awareness out. Prom is big, obviously it's huge, and there's this petition, and maybe the petition raises awareness for it too. Have you ever seen anything like this in your industry?
It's become more prevalent over the years. I think it's a pervasive problem that is not just impacting you know, our industry, but it's a problem throughout, you know, many industries and many designers. And it's just I think it's expanded because of the presence of, you know, the internet and the ability to reach more people, and there's less regulation over trade and many things as a result of the internet. And so there's a lot of issues that are happening that don't really have laws in place yet to properly address them. And, you know, part of the battle and what we're doing is working with the government and working with customs agencies and the payment agencies and trying to figure out, and Google, obviously, which is taking money from these counterfeit Chinese websites for advertising, and that's really a lot of how the customers are becoming aware of these sites. So there's a fight on multiple fronts to control this problem and hopefully eventually eliminate it, but it's a huge problem. It's not going to go away anytime soon. So there's, you know, multiple fights on many fronts that are happening, you know, continually.
So since you're the CEO of PromGirl.com, what do you tell? I mean, this is good. So advice to make sure that you don't end up with your teenage daughter in tears. What do you advise that they do? Just make sure that, I mean, obviously your site is safe, and just be double check on anything they do when they're looking for dresses.
Well, first of all, you know, it's like with most things. If something seems too good to be true, then it probably is. So, you know, if you're looking around and a dress is normally $300-$400 and you see it, you know, for $100 or $150, that would be a red flag. If there's not a clear, you know, address, U.S. address, a phone number to speak to someone in customer service, clear return policies, if the dresses are not in stock, if they have to, you know, be made to order, that would be a something that should be a red flag. And then most designers have a where to buy on the designer website, so you could always go and reference their website, check, make sure that the website where you're going is an authorized dealer for the brand or the dress that you're looking for. So there are numerous ways to check, you know, but a lot of it is getting the awareness out that there's even an issue. So I think that's starting to happen, and we'll continue to bring awareness along with many other people that this is impacting, you know, bringing awareness to the consumer.
That's great advice. David Wilkenfeld, thanks so much, CEO of PromGirl.com. Check it out. I'm so glad that people are out there trying to do whatever they can to fight against what's happening out there with counterfeit. It's ridiculous. David, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So this is a problem. We're talking about Google, when they're talking about Google searches, and they have taken over 500,000 URLs down, and then you look at the listings, you look at the marketplace, over 100,000 listings taken down. Give you some statistics here. They say that one full-time employee along with a 20-person team spanning multiple departments are working on all these anti-counterfeiting projects. What's the industry impact on what we just talked about? Check this out. You ready for this? They say that it costs about $300 million in lost revenue a year with the special occasions industry. So that means bridal, prom, all of that. The economic impact, check this economic impact out. These rogue sites, they get about 50 billion visits a year. The cost to our economy, ready, another B for you, $250 billion annually. How many jobs are lost? 750,000 jobs are lost. Obviously, it's an epidemic. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has launched this anti-counterfeit petition that I mentioned. The APPIA is requesting the American people to support this petition and help propose some new policies to stop illegal overseas websites using those images, those proprietary images, and this aggressive advertising to deceive the public into believing that they're getting something authentic. And I think David made a great point. If it seems too good to be true, don't we know this? Then it is too good to be true. You're not getting a prom dress for, you know, $50 to $100 and thinking that that's right. It's not. It's especially when we're talking about going on a website, that's where you're getting ripped off. And that's where he's saying then they get these dresses and it's right up against the time that they would go to a prom, or a bride is getting ready to walk down the aisle, and it's too late to try to fix it and come up with something to rig up these dresses that are absolutely counterfeit. So we've seen that this certainly has exploded, and it's costing jobs. It absolutely is costing American jobs from these Chinese counterfeit goods, because it's such a billion-dollar industry for them. So these counterfeit websites are jacking us, are hijacking us, and they continue to operate, because how much leverage do you have? So good for the APPIA, because they realize what's going on when they get all these crazy phone calls and somebody sees a dress and it's similar to what a legitimate company, sometimes a company that's been in business for a long time, has, and they don't understand when they try to connect the dots why it doesn't match up. And the reason is because they were on one of these websites. And in fact, if we wind the clock back 3 years, there are some statistics on this. Again, we're talking about billions of dollars. In 2013, the total value of, this is goods seized, okay, originating from China, you know how much? $1.22 billion. And who knows? I mean, this is what they know, what they've tracked, what they've been able to do. But there's probably so much more that's slipped in and nobody realizes it's happening. They get away with it. So crazy. Just another one of those counterfeit deals that is benefiting somebody else and harming other people in the United States. All right, that's another edition of It's Your Business.
If you know Kate DeLady, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.